You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Happy New Year. Amen. Hallelujah. Happy blessed day. Happy blessed evening. Happy blessed welcome to, hallelujah, the good news of Christ Jesus. Amen. And in this 2023, we are walking closely. We are walking intimately. We are walking obediently. We are walking respectively, repenting, trusting our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Because He is real. And you know what? In this 20 and 23, we're going to act like He's real. We're going to talk like He's real. We're going to remember that He is real, that He is living, the only living God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, and I don't know, maybe it's not you, maybe it's me, but we don't act like that He's real, and we don't act like and think like, or I don't act like and think like and remember, hallelujah, that He is real and He is on the throne and that He is almighty, that He is El Shaddai. When situations rise up and circumstances rise up and other voices rise up, other words rise up. Amen. Hallelujah. But this year, we're walking by faith. We're going to continue walking by faith. We're going to go deeper. Hallelujah. We're going to go further. Amen. Hallelujah. We're taking our faith to another level. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us come into His presence right now. We start right now. Let us come into His presence right now. Giving thanks. And some of us may even be saying, I don't have things to give thanks for. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a giving of thanks by faith. Amen. My feelings may not feel like giving thanks. And what I'm seeing on earth may not dictate give thanks. My Bible says, heaven says, give thanks and see me move. Give thanks and see the glory of the Lord. Give thanks and create a space for His shalom, His peace. Give thanks and create a space for those blessings to come in and overtake that we have no to receive. Give thanks. Oh, giving thanks and taking our mind off of things of the world and the natural and self. Give thanks. So God, we give thanks, and God, we exalt you, and God, we lift you up, and God, we declare that you are Lord and Savior, and God, we applaud you. Hallelujah. And God, we thank you for meeting us in this place and welcoming us to in this place, guiding us and drawing us to this place, oh God. And God, Reba Shataraya, we declare that you are the great I am. And God, we declare that you are Yahweh. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. And God, we declare that you are Jehovah Nisi, our banner. And God, we declare that you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. You are the Prince of Peace. And God, we declare that you are great Redeemer. And God, we declare that you are Emmanuel. Hallelujah. God with us. Come on, every day of our lives, of what's ahead of us, we're looking forward in this 2023. No more looking back. Amen. Hallelujah. And God, we declare that you are omniscient. You are the all-knowing one. So we look to you. Hallelujah. And God, we declare that you are the omnipotent one, the all-powerful one. So we look to you. Hallelujah. And we run to you. Hallelujah. And God, we declare that you are the omnipresent one. And God, hallelujah, you are with us right now. No matter where our physical bodies are, all over this world, all over your earth, your footstool, you are with us. Hallelujah. And God, we declare, hallelujah, Rebashiki Oraba. Lord, we declare that you are Yeshua HaMashiach. We declare, oh God, on this day that you are El Elyon, God, we declare on this day that you are on the throne, hallelujah, and we bow only to you, oh God, and we submit our will to you, oh God, and we repent, hallelujah, of those things that you find unpleasing, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, make us sensitive to that which you find unpleasing in our lives, in our activities, in our tongue, our mouth, the words that we speak, in our thought life. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Lord God, we ask on this day that you will create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. God, we ask on this day that you will make us sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord God, hallelujah. Reba Shaya. We ask for wisdom. When the Bible says that we ask for wisdom, you give generously. God, we need wisdom in our daily comings and goings. And God, we need wisdom in the marketplace. And God, we need wisdom in our professions. And God, we need wisdom in our relationships. And God, we need wisdom with our finances. And God, oh, I thank you. Teach us how to give, oh God. Make us this year givers, oh God, in every area. Thank you, oh God, for making us tithers. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, for that in that place where we tithe, we create space for heaven. This is truth, y'all. Come on. Come on, let's get out of flesh. Hallelujah. If you hear a man or woman of God speak about giving, which is in alignment with Christ Jesus, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I hear the Lord say, there's no good thing that I'm withholding. So why do we withhold? Come on. He gave his son. Is there anything that he gives, that he blesses with, that we withhold from him? It is a blessing, and it is an opportunity, and it's an honor, and it's my privilege to be able to give. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Teach us, Lord Jesus, how to be givers. Givers, Lord God, unto the kingdom of heaven. Givers, Lord God, in those areas that we are hoarding, and even unknowingly hoarding, and even unknowingly possessing, and saying, no, this is mine. And Lord God, I speak for me right now. I desire that every area of my life is given unto you. there is no area, there is no thing that I love so much that I'm cleaving to it more than you, that I'm willing to let it go so that I can cleave to you. And guess what? When we cleave to God and we let go of all things, everything, anything, I'm talking about people, I'm talking about husbands and wives and sons and daughters, and I'm talking about in-laws and issues, and I'm talking about the almighty dollar, and I'm talking about time, and I'm talking about our desires and passions and that which we love so much and that which we're standing on, our talents and our gifts and networking and all of it, our resume. Oh, come on, somebody. That when we let it go, what glory. When we let go of our business and we let go of what happened and we let go of the divorce and we let go of the pain and the betrayal and the rejection, we let it go. What glory we are able to see and encounter from God. Get us to the place, Lord God, of being quick to let go, easy to let go. That when I'm letting go, what I'm doing is positioning myself for, amen, to experience the glory of God in the land of the living. What I'm doing is positioning myself, and we are positioning ourselves to experience the glory of God, the resurrection power of God in the land of the living. You may be standing, amen, and seeing dead things and impossible and it's over, amen, but I'm reminded of in the Bible, hallelujah, in Ezekiel, he was led into the valley of bones where it was dead and dry, and in that place God spoke, can these bones live? See, we're walking in this 20 and 23 with Jesus Christ. That in doing so, it entails us denying ourselves, taking up our cross and following him. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah. Bring us into a deeper relationship with you. We thank you, oh God. Can we just stop right here and just say, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Reveal to us, oh God, areas where we've been walking on our own, where we've been walking with man, with someone else, instead of walking with you. Reveal to us, oh God, where we've been running to man and wanting to talk to man instead of running and talking to you. Reveal to us, oh God, how we can enter into a close, intimate, vibrant, active relationship with you, oh God. Reveal to us, hallelujah. Reveal to us, oh God. See, in order to enter into such a place, there's some things that we got to leave, and there's some people we have to leave, and there's some things and habits that we have to separate from, and even some people and things we have to separate from. And as the Holy Spirit began moving and shaking and adjusting, may we be flexible. May we be pliable. May we be willing. May we be obedient. Hallelujah. May we be submissive to the will of God. May we be submissive to the will of God. I want to read in Matthew, amen, hallelujah, as we are praying and we're in this place of prayer, because listen, I'm reminded, when you go into the synoptic gospels, when you visit Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and even when you enter into John, you see that when you walk with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we experience miracles, signs, and wonders of God. Hallelujah. When you forsake all and follow Christ, amen, there is nothing impossible. Hallelujah. The disciples and those who follow God on foot, amen, on foot. Yes, Lord, on foot in sandals, amen, willing to leave and go and follow. They saw Jesus raise the dead, and they saw Jesus heal the sick, and they saw Jesus deliver those who were grievously vexed with demons, and they saw Jesus, they saw God, they saw the divine. When we walk with Jesus, we experience the divine, amen, hallelujah. We come into our calling. Why did Jesus send us to this earth? What is the mission and the assignment that we must fulfill? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We must be a repenting people. Amen. And I don't mean repeat offenders that I repent and then I go and do the same thing. No, 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 no. What I mean is we ought to be quick to repent and seeking the will and seeking to please God. Amen. Hallelujah. Instead of seeking to please ourselves and seeking to please people, I'm seeking to please God. Because when I please God in return, the side effect of me pleasing God is that he pleases me. And he pleases me according to heaven and not according to my settling ways. Amen. Hallelujah. And he pleases me according to all things possible and not according to my ways, which are very much limited and see impossibles. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care. How much I believe that all things are possible. There's some in the crevices of me, in the crevices of us, there's some areas of that we just think that it's impossible, and it takes God to expose, and it takes God to turn on the light. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There's a greater work and a greater purpose and a greater thing happening, and that the greater thing is Jesus is returning. So let's get in shape. I reminded the new year, we want to get in shape as physically, which is good, and we want to get in shape with physically in our finances, which is good, and we want to get in shape in different areas on earth. But if we're not in shape spiritually, nothing else matters. Come on, somebody. Spirit. spiritually, we must be in shape. Hallelujah. Because it doesn't matter how physically I'm in shape and how financially or mentally in shape I am in a moment. If spiritually I am not in shape, and spiritually I am dehydrated, and spiritually I am hurting, and spiritually I am dead, it is a guarantee that the spirit will overtake in my natural. You see, we see people, amen, that seemingly have it all together on earth and in their life and their finances and all that, but yet still in the dark. Spiritually, we must attune ourselves spiritually. Somebody say spiritually. Spiritually attuned. Spiritually in tune. In Jesus, verse 18, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And straightway left, and they straightway left their nets and followed him. If you jump to verse 22, he encountered two brothers, and he requested that they follow him. In verse 22, it says, and they immediately left the ship, their father, and followed him. See, this following is nothing is more important that's going to stop me from following you. They left their profession. They left their father, that which they love so dearly. Amen. That which they invested in. They left. We are letting go and we're cleaving. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone to the Lord God Almighty. Let me see. I'm going to jump over because the God is speaking to us that we're following God at any cost. We're following God at all costs. Oh, it costs. Listen, look at Matthew. Come on, somebody say, I'm a disciple. In verse 9 of Matthew chapter 9, and Jesus passed forth from thence, and he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, follow me, and he arose and followed him. No questions asked. Come on, somebody. This is not a season of asking God questions of why and how and when and where. No! It's a season when we're fully trusted. I'm following you, God. and you know what I'm doing? I'm praising. And you know what I'm doing? I'm praying. And you know what I'm doing? I'm worshiping. And you know what we're doing? Come on. This is not just me talking. Jesus is passing by us now and saying two words, follow me. He's passing by you now. You hearing these words, it's Jesus passing by you now saying, follow me. Mm-hmm. I want to turn one more place. Come on, somebody say, follow me. Matthew chapter 11. Let's read this. This is my Lord and Savior speaking. Listen, Matthew chapter 11, verse 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Come on. Come on. Come on. This is Jesus speaking to the disciples. I feel like and I believe that God is in this day, time, hour, is raising up disciples, those that will take up their cross, take up our cross, and follow after Jesus. See, then that's where we are worthy of Him. Come on. That's where we experience Him. That's where we experience the miracles, signs, and wonders of Christ Jesus, the supernatural. That's where, amen, we have a peace that surpasses all understanding. That is where our faith grows, amen. I'm reminded as the disciples obeyed the instruction and followed Him, you see a progression of their faith increasing, that they first encounter a storm and they freaked out, amen, and ran to Jesus. Let's stop right there. Let our freakouts be directed to Jesus and not directed to people. Come on. Come on, somebody. They let our anxious moments be directed to Jesus. Let our lonely moments be directed to Jesus. Let our fearful moments be directed to Jesus. Because when it's directed to Jesus, something happens. Hallelujah. And what happens is light happens. What happens is peace happens. What happens is salvation happens. What happens is redemption happens. What happens is transformation happens. What happens is Lebasaya, a fresh anointing happens, and we take on his yoke. See, we see it in the Bible. They encountered a storm, they ran to Jesus. The next time they encountered a storm, Jesus was on the water, and Peter said, "Lord, if that be you, bid me to come." Their response was different. We must direct ourselves in all of our emotions and feelings to Jesus. Let us direct the depression to Jesus. Let us direct the people to Jesus, our loved ones to Jesus, our children to Jesus. Let us direct our business to Jesus, the happenings to Jesus, the lack to Jesus, the empty to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say hallelujah. Let us direct the illness to Jesus, the pain to Jesus. We direct it to you. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, God. As we follow you, Christ Jesus. As we cleave to you, Christ Jesus, expose whoever, whatever is in your spot, your number one spot. What gods? Come on, they may not be the obvious idols and gods. Amen. Hallelujah. Money can be a god. People can be a god. Our own passions can be a god. Hello. Women can be a god. Come on. Men can be a god. Oh, I gotta have. I don't know what to do. I'm not happy where I am right now. Why? Is it your god? Come on. Expose, Lord God, where we have idols and we have set up altars of to gods of things on this earth. It may not be the obvious horoscopes and psychics and tarot cards and astrologies and things of that nature. And if it is, expose it and tear it down. And other religions and dibbling and dabbling in other religions. Oh, I'm going to take this out of their religion. No! Come on.
We are following Jesus. Oh, Jesus. He that, verse 39, he that findeth his life shall lose it. But look, he that loseth his life for my sake, for Jesus' sake, will find it. Are we cleaving to our own life? Are we too busy trying to find my life and my purpose and what I'm trying, what I'm supposed to do? Or am I consumed with losing my life to Jesus? Here, God, take it. Because that's where I'll find it. So let us direct our life to Jesus. 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 That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Jesus. There's no name above Jesus. No name in heaven, on earth, or under the earth that is above Jesus. Why are we so worried about a name? Jesus is the name. And everything with a name, every illness with a name, every disease with a name, every purpose with a name, every occupation with a name, every industry with a name. Come on. Reba shaya raba sanda raba saya is under karebo shotaraya raba sataraya. The command of the name of names is at mercy, must submit to the name of names. So let's get with the name of names, amen, and have the name of names handle the names. Come on, let's be with the Lord of Lords. Lord, we are with you, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And Lord Jesus, as we are with you, I thank you for your mighty hand extending on us and extending on this year, hallelujah, and this 20 and 23 from January 1 all the way to December 31, 2023. We declare that every day is blessed. I thank you for avenging us. And I thank you, oh God, that this year we're seeing you move justfully in our favor. I thank you. It's a year of our favor and blessing and increase in abundance and overtaking. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a year that the status is flipped, that we go from the last to the first. Amen. We go from the tail to the head. We go from under to above. I thank you, oh God, that it is you that's honoring us as we honor you. It is you that's satisfying us as we satisfy you. It is you, hallelujah, Rabbi, that's healing us as we offer us a worship and a sacrifice of ourselves unto you, oh God, as we give ourselves unto you. God, I thank you that reconciliation is happening in this year and resurrecting your, we are seeing your resurrecting power in a mighty way. I thank you for breathing your breath of life on ministries and on businesses. Hallelujah. Thank you for lighting a fire on this earth, oh God, Abashaya, of a people that will praise you in this year. I thank you, oh God, that you're raising up those Labasaraya in faith and trust, and that will reflect in you, Christ Jesus. And we're not conforming, hallelujah. And we're not Christians who conform. Amen. Hallelujah. Once God told me regarding Hollywood that there are Hollywood Christians. Come on. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. We're not a Christians that conform and a Christians that will try to fit in both places. That is incorrect. I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We will go. Hallelujah. As Jesus said, follow me. And as the people followed him, it wasn't about being convenienced. and comfortable. It wasn't about, well, are you guys willing to wake up at this time and move at this hour and is everything okay? No, it's not about that. Let us, even in this new year, get out of the online churches and get in person church. Let us move in a fashion where it will be a sweet aroma unto Christ Jesus. God, we give ourselves to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give ourselves to you, oh God, that there's not even a need. We may be sitting in this very moment with needs, and I thank you for supplying our every need, but there's not even a need that is more worthy than you. And what do you mean, Pastor Mika, about more worthy? There's not a need that's going to get to my attention more than my need supplier. Amen. The need is not going to dictate how I feel and what I do. No. The need supplier. See, the need may say you need to worry, but the need supplier says worship. Come on, somebody. See, the need may say have pity for yourself and have a pity party, but the need supplier says pray. Yes, Lord. You see, the need may say fear, but the need supplier says faith. See, the need may say act, move, go, but the need supplier said be still and know that I am Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm going to end in this place, a very real place, a very guaranteed place. Rebasaya, a very place where this check is a good. Amen. We're cashing this check. Amen. This is heaven on earth. Amen. Someone say heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. Heaven in my mind. Heaven in my mouth. Heaven in my heart. Heaven in my soul. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. To God, being a good father and a good shepherd, when we ask, when we run to him, when we seek him, when we knock, Let that asking and seeking and knocking, let it be first of spiritual things. Let it be first I pray of intimacy with Christ Jesus. Let it be first a stepping into his will. As you see in John, the Bible says that as we abide in him and his word in us, we ask whatever we will and he will do it. Because we're not asking our will, we're asking his will. His will is our will. Our will is his will. That he's a good father. And so if man being evil in nature know how to give good gifts. God is showing out in our lives. So we go asking knowing that he's answering. I go seeking knowing I'm finding. I go knocking, knowing my Father is opening. I go knowing. And also in that is not just about me, 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 self, self, self. There is no self in Christian. There's no self in disciple. Get out of self. Get out of me. Remember earlier we read in Matthew 11 that it's when we lose our life, and it's when we lose that self, and we lose me that we find it. That's the secret. But in verse 12, that whatever that we want men to do to us, let us find ourselves doing that to them. We want people to listen, make sure you're a listener. You want people to be patient, make sure you're being patient with others. You want people to forgive, make sure you're forgiving. You want to receive love, make sure you're loving. And while you making sure that you're doing it, I'm making sure that I'm doing it. So this 2023, let's walk with Jesus and see impossibilities become realities. Amen. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha, Viko Neka Yisa Adonai Panavalacha, Beyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Believe, trust, pray, worship, hope, praise, rejoice. Amen. I see you back Sundays, 7 p.m. by faith in Jesus' mighty name, his miracles, signs, and wonders.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.